You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Mark Garber. Call it the countdown for Bloomberg's building era. The city council has blocked Mayor Bloomberg's plan for Midtown East rezoning, and that is not the only major development the mayor has backed that he will not be in office to see through. Here now to talk about Midtown East and some of those other projects is Daniel Geiger, reporter with Crain's New York Business. Hi, Daniel. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
So, Daniel, Midtown East would have made way for taller skyscrapers in a 73-block area around Grand Central Terminal, correct?
That's correct.
And Mayor Bloomberg today declined to answer questions about it in a press conference. Why do you think that's the case?
Look, I'm sure he's frustrated about it. His administration had, thrown its weight and a lot of effort behind this for the past, roughly a year. There was a lot of, work put into this. The planning department, had to consider a lot of issues, and it tried to pivot to some degree to the criticism. Ultimately, they couldn't close the distance on this one. That at the final moment, you saw that they just couldn't really nail down a number of issues relating to this plan. So it's a huge disappointment for him. I got to imagine it's a huge disappointment.
A disappointment, would you call it a major failure?
Look, if in 4 or 5 months Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio picks this up and they come to some kind of a new form of this plan, make the tweaks that are necessary, people will say, look, this is something that Mayor Bloomberg had envisioned and maybe is the completion of that vision. So, I don't want to go so far as to call it a total failure, no.
Now, Midtown East is not the only large-scale development that Mayor Bloomberg has seen get shot down. His 2009 proposal to turn the Kingsbridge Armory into a shopping mall fell through after a city council vote against it. What was it the critics didn't like about that plan?
Well, I think that ultimately that boiled down to, there was the living wage issue, clearly. There was also a lot of pressure in that community that there would basically be a mall that undercut a lot of the local businesses. So a lot of the political figures and economic development officials up there, I think were concerned that, here would be this big, gigantic, self-inclusive mall, and it wouldn't benefit the surrounding restaurants and neighborhood. In fact, it might, put them all out of business. To the administration's credit, they did get a deal done, and that's expected to pass through the council in the coming weeks for a gigantic ICE center.
And Willits Point?
Willits Point, another one. That's, in the end, that was a victory. That one really took a different path than the Midtown East rezoning proposal. In that case, there was I think they had nailed down the issues to a few loose ends. Basically the allocation in the city's budget, it's about $50 million, which they will use to build traffic ramps that will connect Willits Point, which is largely an unconnected area. I mean, you go down there, you see dirt roads, no sewers, and, junkyards.
Well, Daniel, failed projects seem to be more the exception than the rule for Bloomberg, right? Hasn't he been overwhelmingly successful in getting his economic development plans through?
Look, everybody loves to be a critic, and I know that a lot of his plans, have caused some degree of controversy. But yes, overall, he's had, you'd have to say, most of his vision for rezoning and economic real estate development. Many of those initiatives and those proposals have proved successful.
What's your prediction for de Blasio, the new mayor coming in terms of business developments? Do you think they'll continue at the same pace, slower, maybe even more? What do you think?
Well, I've talked to some of my real estate sources, and it's interesting he has such an ambitious plan to add affordable housing, which I think everybody can agree on is something we need in the city. It'll be interesting to see how he undertakes that. During the Bloomberg era, that's largely been done with, 80-20 developments where you'll have 80% of a project will be market rate and you'll have 20% affordable. And there was also the 421A program. And there's been controversies with those, certainly with 421A and the tax credits. Some luxury projects were able to benefit from that program in a way that I think left a lot of people scratching their heads. It'll be interesting to see what mechanisms the new mayor will use to encourage the development of affordable housing, and also where he plans to build all this housing. I mean, he's talking about over 100,000 units of this is an unprecedented amount of development. People are really interested to see, A, what he will do to incentivize this construction, and B, where is he going to build it?
Daniel Geiger is a reporter with Crain's New York Business. Daniel, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Mark.